In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in Southeast Missouri. Charles Ellis was born on January 28, 1749, in Henrico County, Virginia, to Charles and Susanna Ellis. Charles provided bacon and beef for the Revolutionary War effort to help provide food to the troops. Some sources claim military service, but currently believe that that is a different Charles Ellis. Charles migrated from Amherst County, Virginia, to Oglethorpe County, Georgia, then to Jefferson County, Kentucky. In Kentucky, a tract of 701 acres of land on Robinson's Creek and the waters of the Green River was surveyed for him in April of 1784, and it was issued to him on June 5, 1787. He then moved on to the District of St. Genevieve in the Louisiana Territory. This is known because his daughter, Eliza Ellis, married Henry Tucker in St. Genevieve on August 24, 1802. On April 23, 1806, Charles claimed 997.85 arpents as he had been living on the property since 1804. His claim was rejected, and in 1808, Ellis bought Spanish land grant number 66, which he then sold to his son-in-law, Roland Boyd. Charles Ellis is listed in other transactions in the area that became Perry County, and in the 1821 census of Perry County, lists Charles as having enslaved people valued at $600. The burial site for Charles Ellis is unknown, but is presumed to be in the northern part of Perry County, Missouri. His son, Willis Ellis, is buried in the Henderson Farm Cemetery near Cedar Fork in Perry County, Missouri. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like more information about Charles Ellis, go to krcu.org.